So we'll start with the point of order, but even with the point of order, I'd rather if there are any questions it comes through the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The point of order is in two parts and relates to the non-aligned members here, i.e. not the officers or the HBC members. The reason for that is that half of the people in this room are already aware of what the housing requirements on AIM are. The non-aligned do not. The first point of order is the A3023 modelling is now complete, as is the infrastructure statement. However, this was done without any participation from this committee. Although constant requests have been made for involvement and assurances to that effect have been given, nothing took place. In consequence, we request that the following wording is included in the documented evaluation. This assessment was undertaken and completed without the involvement or concurrence of the Haining Island Infrastructure Advisory Committee. I have the wording here that we would recommend is included. Secondly, this evaluation process has been running for over 750 days. I'll say that again, 750 days. And only now, following completion, is it to be the subject of a two-hour presentation to achieve some kind of instant closure with this committee, who were intended to be part of the process throughout. This is unreasonable and impossible. The HBC response that there was insufficient time is noted, but it must be recognised that the overriding responsibility of this group is to the residents and to do a professional job to the best of their ability in their interest. Our request is that all of the relevant documents are posted to the members to facilitate study and evaluation, as this was proposed and agreed in this committee 2 years ago, and that this meeting is rescheduled after the time period agreed. Therefore, we will respectfully take no further part in today's proceedings. We will leave quietly and look forward to the rescheduled meeting. Thank you.